That's why we're here right now.
That power play looks a little different, I guess, though, without that trigger man on that side.
Yeah, but we still got two great power plays, so I'm not too concerned about that.
Yeah. What changes for you when Little moves from that second power play unit to the first?
Nothing much. I mean, you know, the last couple of years we've moved around a lot. You know, everybody's kind of played with everybody on the power play, so I think, you know, just getting the practice out there and getting to know where your teammates are going to be and how we need to play it. So, look good.
We're also like you and Connor. That is an insane amount of speed out there. How do you capitalize on that? Do you try and score more off the fast break, or is it still all about setting up possession and working from there?
It's a matter of keeping the puck in our hands. You know, we do have a lot of speed on that power play line, but we need to be able to keep the puck on our sticks and get pucks in it.
How big do you think special teams will be in this series, and which one of the two special teams do you think is most important?
Both of them. Yeah. You know, I'm not too sure we're going to get too many power play chances, and same for Nashville. So
why is that?
Well, it's the playoffs. You know, you hope that you can play some 5-on-5 hockey. In a power play once in a while is not too bad either, but it's going to get tough out there, and that's what's exciting about this.
Brian said that because the Preds went to the Stanley Cup final last year, that you guys are maybe a little bit of the underdogs. Would you agree with that?
Like that? Yes and no. You know, they got some experience from last year. We got some experience from the last five games, and you know, we played some really good hockey. So I think this is a new season. We've taken a step up, and if we can keep this going the way we're playing right now and make it even better, then it's going to be an exciting series.
Any truth to the rumor Patrick may have caught malaise from you?
He's got a similar malaise to me, yeah.
Did you finally look it up?
Yeah, I did. It describes it pretty well.
This was a different kind of a break than your first two breaks of the year, where All-Star break, you might want to step away from hockey. That league imposed week off, you step away a bit. This kind of break, there's no flipping off the switch, I guess. You guys have been immersed in hockey, haven't you?
Yeah. But that's what's exciting. You know, I come to practice, I go home, I relax, I watch hockey, waiting for our next game. So it's not a break, but it kind of is. And we're coming to the rink every single day to get better and make sure that we got a good chance in the next series.
How do you keep maintain that edge then when there is some days off that you hadn't anticipated?
It's the playoffs. It's easy not to get casual. This is what we've been working for a while now, and we're here now. So this is the exciting part. Everybody in this room wants it, and we go out there every single practice and work for it.